amafuta agatuyigiriza
galiwetegekera amafuta ag'omwoyo
omutukuvuagagenda
mu maaso n'okusomesa bona akola emirimu gya
katonda
era nga tumanye nti kitaffe waba tatuyigiriza
Unless the Lord teaches us,
we cannot
head to the Lord Jesus.
Like he said
in John 6, unless the Lord, the Father, teaches you and draws you,
I want to move
on to be taught by the Father.
And
he passes to the Holy Spirit
so we can
move on to come to the Lord Jesus
and we totally
become his disciples.
God
bless you as you stand on your feet.
We welcome
the Holy Spirit who is in us.
Masekati gafe
is in our midst.
Ali mutima gafe
is in our hearts.
Agenda maso nokole emirimu gyeja mutumibwa.
Moves on to do his works was sent to do.
Eirange jokulembera mu abana bakatonda bwejiri.
That's the leading of the children of God is.
Waromi esule eri omulala 14.
In Romans 8:14.
Abakulembera moyo wa Katonda.
They are led by God's Spirit.
Bebana bakatonda.
They are the children of God.
Tushobora kwekulembera.
We can't lead ourselves.
Tumusaba tukulembere mu ipanga
lina. We ask him to lead us all days.
Kale twagala tuyimusa eddoboozi lyaffe.
And to lift up our voices.
Nga liri wamu.
And it's united.
Okwaniriza omubaka oyo owa kitaffe.
We welcome the ambassador of the Father.
Era ow'omwana mukama waffe Yesu.
And of the Son, the Lord Jesus.
Wamu ne bonna bamalayika abatukuvu yayise nabo omwoyo mutukuvu.
With all the hell angels the Holy Spirit passed with.
Yesu yebazi wanyo.
Praise Jesus.
Kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna tukwebaza olw'akaseera k'otuwadde n'olwaleero tukugulumiza era tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo nga tukwebaza olw'olunaku lwaleero neera sibo kabaka ba kabaka ku lwabo bonna abali mu nsi ayi Katonda ffe omwesigwa b'okyaleseewo kubanga bakunoonya era nga bakuwa mumanda era osaasiro osonyiwe obutali butuukirivu bwonna newankubadde ng'otuwadde omusana n'omukka era otonyeseza ekkuba eri abalungi n'ababi mwekyo badde otukulira ebbanga n'okutuwa ekiseera ekyokwongera okukunoonya n'okutegeerera ddala so si bangi ku bo tukoze bwe tutyo kubanga abamu kuffe mukama twesigaliddeeyo era twesuliddeyo gwa nnaggamba naye tusaba obusaasire era otusonyiwe butali butuukirivu obwonna otwongerere eddala obudde obwo era mukama otegeeze bangi lwaki bali wansi w'enjuba wano sebo kabaka abakabaka era ng'ogamba nti buli muntu omuwadde amatwale ne mu bifo gyali asinzireyo okkunoonya era n'okuwa mmanda baba ekiribiko abatuma essula eri ey'ekkumi n'omusanvu ey'ekkumi n'omukaaga paka makumi asatu wabateekerawo ensalo buli omu okutuulamu era okunoonya n'okuwa mmanda newankubadde nga teri n'omu aliewa toli wala wa buli omu ku ffe kubanga tutambulira mwoyo ekigambo kyo era mwe tubeerera mwe tusula tusaba osonyiwe we tutatuukiriza ebigendeerwa by'okutulekawo by'okutuwa obudde buno mu nsi ayi Katonda waffe ne tutamanya bwe tuyina kudda gy'oli era ne twekolera ebyaffe ebingi tukusaba otusaasire kitaffe omwesigwa era osonyiwe mukama waffe Yesu gwe gwe tubeeramu era gwe tutambuliramu naye tayinza kutegeera gw'obulamu bwaffe era gwe musana gwaffe gwe tulaba abweru okusinira mu Yokaana esuula ey'esooka n'olwokuna paka olw'okutaano tusaba otusonyiwe kuba ne kankano tukomyewo era nga ku lw'abannaffe bonna mu nsi yonna tukwenenyeza era nga tusaba osonyiwe okkiriza omubaka oyo gwe watuma mu masekati gaffe atukulemberemu era anoonye ne baganda baffe bonna mu nsi yonna kubanga oyogera ng'ogamba ti mukama amanyi ababi era yabassaako akabonero ako ti mukama amanyi ababi kale bonna ababusibwe kitaffe otume omwoyo ne gira bamalayika abatukuvu okujja otukulemberamu n'okutunoonya yonna gye tubadde tubulidde mu magezi okutegeera ne mukutambula kwonna ne mukukola kwonna kale tuddizibwe okutambulira mu kuteesa kwa kitaffe era okutambulira mu magezi ge ne mukutegeerera ddala ne mumaanyi ge ne mukumanya era ne mukumutya kale tutambulire mu makubo ga mukama gali omusanvu tuleme okutambula mu makubo gaffe ffe kabaka abakabaka tukwaniriza ayi kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna tukwaniriza mukama waffe Yesu kigambo kya Katonda omulamu era tukwaniriza okuyita mubakawo omwoyo omutukuvu watuma okubeerawo ku lulwo ayi kitaffe ayi mukama waffe Yesu tukwaniriza omwoyo w'amazima okutusomesa okutubikulira okutuyigiriza okutuwonya okutuzza obuggya mu buli nsonga zonna ez'obwakabaka bwa Katonda kale owonye era ng'oyita n'ejjira bamalayika bonna ab'entalo bayiteyo okulwanya okulwanisa ebadde birwana n'abatukuvu bo n'abantu be okwetula ensi yonna osindika ejjira bamalayika abo malayika Maiko malayika Abadoni ow'enjegere malayika ow'omuliro bayitemu ne kankano bagende mu maaso okulwanisa ab'amasaza emyoyo emibi egifugira mu kizikiza eky'ensi n'ekyobutamanya otume basagule n'abafefete nga bwe kiri mu Zakariya essuula esooka kumina mnane kumuenda kareba itemu wako fefeta no kusakura emirojo nemibi ama anjiko nage chizikiza agabateka rumba abanabu ereka nisaye ntukufu nusio na kareleka ayo ngomu ntukufu erose nikeji na maraika varieri maraika gabrieri bakure mbedemu abu ubaka abu kunyo nyole vya wani kwebitu kufu kare ngawa chiri mudani yeri kumi bagenenga banyo nyola erana frenga bata andikira kufi okunyo nyola okutegeza vya wani kwebitu kufu mkwale siwa mburi wa nemo bilotu erela ensio na eriokebele mwaba tukufu bonga webali eraba tukire dara wango yongirango mtukufu abele mtukufu kare no mono nyabele bugatu otukirizeza delio ayo moyo wa mazima otume njere wa maraika abu okutubi kulire vya wani kwebitu kufu otumewa maraika bobu kabirizi abadi mkubikuwe sule mkaga kare ilaba pimea matamuli yako ndoge yeyo enziru gafu okuma vitu wetaga nge kanisa ngero obu inza buwe buli umazo kutuwa vitu wetaga mbrambuno ne mkuwe edisa kare ilo tume ayo moyo wa mazima bapimea vya febio na bapimea vya abana bo okuwe tulensio na babonu na abana bo balimoku fuma ganyeri nyari yonga tebalina nani wankuwa doga gavali nyoni bakuwira bila kare wabewe vila ona ebisere vya abuli chintu tukusaba maraika oku manya na yenga agena maso no kuitamu okutuwa ulirebio mwendo kutalibia mwendo akuweleza na atakuweleza kari itinafu wa mwesi kwa wengurumizi umoyo wa mduku vatu siri ngeko siri yobu ya katonda ireyo miojo musamu kari tunaweleza delie na kuzona leka sebo wuyinza wabu korebu ebutu mumase katika fwe uweleseche gambojo na maanyi gache mabinga woyogirante mgene mbubulire wakabaka wakitonda buse mbiti kari ireyo ama gerobinji bigobirire enjiri yobu ya kabaka haru kuhonye zebu ukuzi ukiziba kwa wafu ayikatonda fwe enwate ayi katuna fu kugoba emizimu yonna bibeewo era bikolewe n'amaanyiga agasinga obungi agagobeera enjiri y'obwakabaka bwo muli nnya erya Mukama waffe Yesu amen. Kwetulireko Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
We thank God.
We thank God.
He's made
us able to come early today. The other time we came late, by the time it reached this time, we were a few people here. Pray God enables us all to come early always.
Zenyeni kusantu bedenga tutaanisi service ya fe
Yesu when we began already our first service.
Kubanga when
we delay to start, it affects our time we leave this place.
There's
a brethren, the Lord gave this vision.
And we have failed
to align those two terms very well.
Coming
early and to leave in the right time from this place. Praise Jesus. And in that vision, he said, he will not give us school fees. Remember, we are his disciples. Our school fees are our needs, which he puts in us that we have all that we can continue to understand him. It was like in the school and we had gotten late. And we left late. And he said, you're not going to give us school fees unless we align those terms very well.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Our
need is just right on the way. But the problem is that we reach late at the school and we leave late still. What God never wants at all.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we know our God is of season and time. And we want to keep time. Everything is done within its time.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We agree to touch on the tithe and the offerings
every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
want to align them that we may be given.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
We saw they have a high blessing. If they are used just as is required of them to be. Understand what the offerings give and what they do.
Today
we are going to look at measurements which are balanced.
But
we want to see when we have 100 in heaven, even earth 100. But as we want to get that, we
too
need to balance our tithes and offerings. And even as they are used and they are balanced well in using, that God may take care of us, knowing we are faithful in a few and in the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
he knows the faithfulness of the little you have.
Though
he will give you much, you will be faithful.
For
he says, if you get faithful in a little, you will still be faithful in much. Now as we begin, as the ministry of new generation, the new generation with the full knowledge of God, the ministry of heavens and earth,
international ministry,
what we call a national ministry.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to begin faithful in everything we begin with.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The tithes and the offerings, our salaries and everything we earn, that we shall show God we shall be faithful throughout. It will be to our place, to be a new generation
which
does things which are right.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we see as Acts begin, they showed faithfulness. They who came next in line never got to be faithful,
more
especially in the offerings.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Acts, Acts chapter 4, God tells us this. Acts chapter 4, verse
34. Kubanga tewali mubo eyetaganga. Kubanga bonna abalina ensuku oba ennyumba bazitundanga ne baleeta omuwendo gwazo ezatundibwanga. Ne baguteeka ku bigere by'abatume ne bagabiranga buli muntu nga bwe yeetaganga. Ne Yusufu abatume gwe bayita Balunabba, okutegeezebwa kwaliyo nti mwana wa Ssanyu Omuleevi eyazaalirwa e Kupulo yalina ennimiro n'agitunda n'aleeta effeeza n'agiteeka ku bigere by'abatume.
Nono naye yali mutume.
This one who was a disciple,
n'ati yalabanga yali alina bingi.
But he saw he had much. And he said, if I can't prosper my brethren, where is the faithfulness in the little? Bible shows what they had, they used to sell them out. Not all. For everyone who had much, they tried to see that they prospered their brethren whom they had gotten saved with. And the tithe and the offerings you are being brought, they were given out to help the many. Each was given as the need was. People themselves first got to be faithful. And even God continued to be faithful in their midst. The disciples moved on to use the tithe and the offerings in the rightfulness, and God added much on them.
Well,
they got to know the needs of every person.
You're
going to make groups of workers in different kinds. Within us there must not appear a poor person. This was fulfilled, for it was a scripture in the Old Testament. When he said there shouldn't be a poor person in your midst. But in the Old Testament, we are not able to fulfill that. In the beginning of the New Testament, and we tried, and it appeared in the beginning of the apostles, and there was no poor person among them. Everyone who came, they saw that they get prospering the person. And in the same way, They were helping try to see that they also fight to progress. And they get into the word and they grow in wisdom and understanding.
But even
in the things they were supposed to have physically, they prospered two sides. For they had told us 100 in heaven and 100 on earth. That word, God was trying to put you on the measurement
scale,
that he tried to balance both things. Now most were arguing for the 100 they never understood.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But he told you put the things on the scale. If you know, more want to understand things of heaven, even in the world progress,
balancing
the
sides,
and you balance both sides.
But
if you go deeper in one side, it throws down the other side. I don't understand this. If you say, let me concentrate on only God, I will not work. Me, I am there. The measurement is going to be one-sided and you fall down. You will awake when the needs are so many.
And
you begin to pray the commands of God. The one who has been filled with truth,
you will
begin to lie doing business which is not right. For poverty strikes you like a thief. And it strikes you and you begin to find ways
to fight it.
You go deeper into wealth. All the spiritual aspects die within you. Then you understand that.
Because
don't leave me be poor to make your name
misspoke.
Don't let me get so rich to forget you. Put me on the scale, O Lord. In understanding
half time,
even what I need, I have it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I
want to balance the measurements of your faith. He knows if we align this issue, we shall be well as a church. But if you don't align ourselves, I prove the body needs you live not well, they will strike you down. You will fall from the spiritual aspect you're claiming you're standing and you have knowledge. You cast knowledge aside. You begin to subtract and add in the knowledge.
For
your measurements have not balanced. But these do it in seasons and times. Apostles had time to be taught.
How
they have to have 100 in heaven and earth. And the seasons, both of them seemed as if they had not. And they had not
bought.
And they had no spiritual things.
It's
been the physical things that have been paused. In the seasons. 3.5 years. They had not both of them well. They had not been filled with knowledge. If you had it in the body, they had it not. After the season passed, when they had learned, Bible shows that they reached and each was given at the need
walls.
Something close to 9 months, and we are in those seasons. But in the spirit, we have not much, even in the body, we don't have much. The seasons are about to end in the shortest time. And it's ending, you wanted us to understand
first.
Why have the seasons been like this?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
appeared that we have not much, but we are surviving. Even
now,
we are climbing levels gradually, little. Praise Jesus. Now he's been teaching us as the acts were. God first removed others from their jobs, others from their homes. And he told shifted them places. And he first shifted them. That is how they first appeared. And they first taught them all things. After teaching them, he told them, now go. Prove you don't go with any back or anything, for we've prepared
you
for. As they reached there, 3.5 years was to prepare for them the needs of the body and spirit. They reached even if they don't go with a back. Even though they don't go with clothing, they were there. And they had been taught how to balance these things. Remember the Lord Jesus? There was a bag of the tithe and offerings. They used to get out and help needy.
It's
what we see here, we've been learning that. Don't be like the old generation past. If
your
sister counted here and they help Linda, learn it yourself. For God will be sending you to see whether you learned what you saw. He may send you space sitting in your pocket.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
we want to balance ourselves. If we dare begin like this,
you
did not learn to balance these things, Acts 5 will immediately begin to work. Let's enter and see what followed.
Naye omuntu erinnya lye Ananiya ne Safira mukazi we n'atunda ebibye.
Bano batunda ne?
This one sold, but
naye baalwawo kubanga olwedde ebintu baali babiinanga bingi.
But they let for the already had, they had much possessions.
Kakati ebaatu okutunda.
When they reached to sell,
olwo nabo bagamba naffe tuleeteko ku yaffe tukulaakulanye baganda.
Let's we to sell and progress our brethren. When they sold,
because
their measurements weren't balanced,
they did
things which are not right.
When
they had gotten used to this lifestyle in the Pharisee and the
Sadducees,
they used to steal the tithe and each use them as they wanted. And the priests stretched their backs and ate them, and they did everything they wanted. And the Lord Jesus accused them in Matthew 23. And they reminded of the tithe and the offerings, but they ignored the main issues: mercy, justice, and faithfulness. And he said they stretched so much their backs. And they go tithe and pack them in those bags. And they who gathered, they stole them. Their sons took, grabbed and robbed them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But he
first taught apostles how to use them. Some of them never learned. One of them is Ananias and Sapphira.
When
they sold and they said our lifestyle, we can't take all these things when they are full. What we do, let's retain some. And let's go con these priests.
They called
Peter, they were the priest of the Pharisees.
They
used to lie the others and they would survive with that life. Yet things had changed here. When they came to life, the Spirit had waited for them already. Let's proceed on. Acts 5 verses
2.
Said, our ways of the Pharisees, let me keep some. We can't give it out all.
But
what they had agreed upon with God, they had said they are going to give
out what is called.
Now God, who had prepared people in need aside,
send
them go there. I have your packages there.
So
you are ashamed. The one he sent for need, he doesn't find it. He killed them immediately. Who do you ashamed here? Acts 5 verses 2.
Mukazi we nayenga amanyi.
Both of them agreed on this issue. You know, let me tell you, the married people, Their home, their things, they reason together and some are foolish. And they claim to be wise very well.
And
each one say, we are spiritual. And women side here, they may have dreams. And you've just got money and a dream there. And God tells them to give a half.
On
the tithe and the offering.
God
told me we have a big debt of tuition.
Nangamba,
and he told me, let's subtract this portion. Now remember, if you're the man you're not strong in the world, you said that is God. That is it. Sometimes the husband uses his words, wife. You see, I'm carrying a lot of burdens upon myself. What we do, let's give a little. Go to see our situation. You see that. You have mercy sometimes. I am your helper. I have decided and I'm the head of the family. But did you begin the family? Or you are the head above God? Seasons past have reason this word. You two individually. You tell God, I have my problems.
His
offerings, I can't fulfill them as my needs. You see, sons. And you see, you have a debt of the house. And the man of God is the exact. Praise Jesus.
Even
if it's the exact debt you have, be faithful, subtract the one of God. Remember when we teach offerings, we teach and we finish that. In the other season, we teach other things. Not our head that we teach all grace about that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Other
is your faithfulness towards God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you have to balance those words.
Mm-hmm.
Acts
5,
verses 2. Naye Paulo n'agamba nti, Ananiya, Setani akujuliza ki omutima gwo okulimba omwoyo mutukuvu. Naye Petero n'agamba nti, Ananiya, Setani akujuliza ki omutima gwo okulimba omwoyo mutukuvu.
You hear what he told him? When the Spirit came in the midst, already was within their hearts. Imagine the era of the Pharisees, they had no Spirit of God in them. This time he had been welcomed and was in their hearts. They lied as it was within them. And he went to the other side where he was. And he told Peter, the ones coming, they have lied to me. But they don't pray prayer of repentance. And if the Spirit who is leading in the intercession refuses you, what are you going to intercede? I am going to kill them. That there will be an example. For they were not the only ones among the congregation. There were many others, but these were the chief in doing those things. And they were the ones doing it more. And said, if I don't take away someone here, people will familiarize me even this time. Take out this familiarity. Let me take away these two. I show them. You know, we keep doing things amongst ourselves. And we are used to them. But every time he said, he has never beaten anyone. Now, friends, you may be an example. When men did it, they never knew who was going to be an example. You'll be an example, you shall begin with it. It works and you have pain. What we shall feel pain, you've gone badly.
And that you've
learned to
help.
But it gives us to learn never to familiarize God. Now we can avoid it, for it was happening to be an example to us. This which happened on Anania and Sapphira. It happened to get an example. That we learn never to allow it back in our hearts. It tells us in 2 Corinthians
10. Because
things happened on these people. They were examples towards us. And we don't do those things ourselves. If that happens, learn it, don't do it, don't be like them.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Measurements which are balanced come from our hearts. They don't come from outside. You need to always encourage you all the time. It must be within your heart.
In your
faithful before God. Not before people.
Can't
be faithful to people when before God you did something else.
According
to what you have done, we may say you are faithful. But God says no. He was supposed to do what is to this extent.
And
because we measure with our
hearts.
Perhaps you are. Maybe you're supposed to bring 100 million. And you bring 50 million. We, in our eyes, we see you've done something.
And
God
says
they have put the 50 aside. We, before our eyes, we may and we see 50 million is much.
It's
not faithful, they left the 50 behind. Let's proceed on.
Bikolwa batume esula ya kutano olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Acts 5 verse 3.
Sitani akujuliza akyo mutima gwo okulimba omwoyo mutukuvu.
Namugamba.
And he told him.
Gundi kuti wachitegedde tulimba ffe.
You know they're not lying to us.
Walimbye mwoyo mutukuvu bubijono omfera.
To the Holy Spirit and you called him.
Abantu bangi tweyama naye twagala kutuukiriza.
We pledge by we don't want to fulfill.
It
take it as a pledge and fulfill it. After it gets to be a command, then you can never take it away.
Take
it your pledge as yourself.
It,
and never do it as a command, for a command is a heavy thing upon you. Want to go, let it be a command. Want to ask, let it be your pledge. Say, Lord, I don't want to be a command anymore. I don't want it to be just a command. I want it to be my pledge. Put it in your heart and implement it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't need to come and be speaking much about it. Put it in your ways, lifestyle.
And
be like a cloth you never miss.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
For
you were used elsewhere. And
then
they are preaching about the offering, they are encouraging about it. The other is your blessing. Why do you need to be pushed into it?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Take
it as your
clothes.
You've moved naked, you're not clothed.
Yes, we have received.
Praise Jesus.
Take
it that you can't walk naked. Now the 10th offering. Take it as some of the
clothes.
Mostly what covers your privacy.
Yes, we have
received. Praise Jesus.
And
if I don't cloth a skirt and a trouser, I get to be ashamed. Not that one. Unto God, you have to do it. Already you make poor a lot of people.
Now we know you have to
get poor. Get poor.
Every
time you don't give it. Make yourself poor.
No,
you make your brethren a lot of get poor.
For
we have to prosper many. If you prosper many, you too God increases on you. We have to learn that it's not an apostle going to
give them,
not that teacher or pastor.
Know
the intention of the tithe and the offerings.
Are
brought in God's house never to lack food.
And
we know we are the house of the Lord. If
a
person has any need, let them have that eating. For we saw eatings abroad. Remember when we talked about giving us our daily food? We had clothing. Eating, we saw food.
TV,
we saw television, eyes, every part. Even clothing we brought in and saw them.
Their houses,
cars, and many other things. When we brought in that prayer, give us our daily food. Now we need to do with our boldness, just as the acts of
apostle.
Then we see the provision of our Creator. Acts 5, verse 3. As you have no things, they belong to you in that moment. And after you've gathered your profits, they're within your hands and they're yours. God doesn't want to force you to give them out.
It
means you have to take it as your play and oath. When you give them out, when it's forced to you, it's not going to bless you about that. If they ask you, why don't you offer?
No,
why
don't
you give by force? It's not necessary.
They
are within your hands. And you have to give them with freedom. Then you'll be pleased of God.
And
God will be pleased of your offerings.
So
what he said,
Banga Gundi te
for Cain, when he was offering, he didn't give it out willfully. For it was very major.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bible says
that an Abel offered with faith and much love. It was placed. When you read Genesis 4, God was pleased with Abel and his offering.
He
first loved you and your heart is gotten pure.
It's
given in faithfulness, in the much love,
in fulfilling
and hearing the command of God are fulfilled. And the other went to offer and the heart is regretting it. And he's wishing, God, you eat now these.
This
I hear, give God what?
And
he had his reasons in his heart. I don't want to go in hell. I have to give them it. He said that. I think you hear some of us. If I don't give it out, I'll go to hell. You don't need to speak that. You said that. How will it appear someone in need and you'll never find food? God will look badly, your command not be complete. And you become a beloved of God. You become a child of the household. Meaning we are of God's household. Ephesians 2 speaking of it. To mind to see the house prospering. That house getting to be well.
For
after we have the holy priesthood.
Want
to know how the house prospers. How does it progress? How does it survive? It's like a child of
God.
But even if the grass grows in the compound, you say no. They will slash. And the house falls. Let them build a hut. You are a child of the house. Your brethren are struggling to build, you don't mind them. We are of that place.
No,
you to claim of God is holy priesthood.
And
of his household.
But there
is nothing to eat in his house. What does that mean? It's like you going and you left home when your father and mother are bad off.
When you go in a restaurant, no sabe mere ya mitwali ita.
You go in a restaurant, eat food of 50,000 shillings.
Don't
you see it's not nice? They will sit, they wonder what kind of child you are. That's how we appear when there is lack of food in God's house. And we claim we are
from
your house. We are your offsprings. And you go out speak. Look at the house of their father, how it
appears. First,
apostles and all ministers
who
think be ministers of God.
We
want to ask, this house has gotten shame to what extent?
For
church now, they are very poor.
And when you are
seeking properly poor people, you go in churches.
They
poor in the church.
So
yet we gather baskets and baskets. We gather every day.
But
we cannot prosper the house of God. People in need are beggars. They are always begging God. Imagine there are beggars in God's house.
Give me some transport,
they are begging it.
Babu,
why are you putting going back? God has not arisen yet for me. But the baskets they gathered.
And
we are of the household. Of the
Holy
and of that clan.
When you
see beasts within this house today, understand what I try to bring. It's our responsibility. This is our house. We say we are of the house of God and the holy priesthood. What can we do to prosper that house? We ourselves build a spiritual house.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
each of us is in that house. What can we do to progress ourselves?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most of you claim you began circles and companies, you have shares there. And they stole everybody. They don't remember where you, the member, where you are now. That we have the Holy Spirit, children of the God's household. Is that the household people do?
We study
our house in the body. Everyone who grew saw how they can do their homes. Now they're
going
to be wealth and richer.
It's not
that there's a devil in the world much. Eventually he confuses and divides them. But it's amazing. Even in God's house that word came.
We find
ourselves, others are rich, others are poor. It'd be as if you're in the world. After we sing and we say, grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and all of us. After we tell ourselves,
see
how it is good
in
reference to sit together.
And
we have that love
Jesus
with Jesus gave us of not helping each other. Is that the love he gave us? The one you are seated with next, what do you wish them? Wish me that, what have you done that I get it?
What have
you done to, that I get it if you wish it for me?
Kubanga omwana,
because the child,
the
father wishes them to become a doctor to inject tuition in them. In a little moment, we are going to make groups of different workers.
We see how you help them
to progress in the body.
Praise Jesus.
When I did have supper and you had it. You don't know where you live, you say praise the Lord. Now we gave you what to eat. Did you give of me? Perhaps you reached your home that you bring a portion
of
you. And you didn't bring anything to me.
We are in the same spirit.
Our Lord is one. The faith is one. What is that faith? Balanced measurements.
Thieves
and robbers are in church.
On the pulpit,
you think you are the same. You are one. And he wishes you. I wish you Jesus.
Who
wants to take Jesus for themselves? And they make us raise our hand.
Who
have you wished the wealth you have, you pastor? I thought that Jesus you got brought those. And is one who wants to give me when I only come with poverty? Give me of Jesus and what he gave you.
We
study offerings, measurements which are balanced.
Tithes
and offerings are well balanced, and they are used. Give me Jesus and what he gave you. Who wants to take Jesus for themselves?
That's
what
he asked us.
And what about what he gave you? When he was coming to you, he came when he was empty-handed. If you're offering him, give him out with some of what he gave you. Let's move on with the Acts. Acts 5 verses 4.
Boyali eyo teyali iyo. Era boyamala okutundibwa teyali mu buyinza bwo.
Ne bagamba kubanga batuka
they reached the time to give out and drop God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Tithe
and offering, it's within your
hands.
That's because it says, give me the tithe and offerings. Take it as your oath to fulfill it.
That
you can build the house of God. We're not going to build this building. No.
When
you build ourselves as God's house. That's why it's
called
in 9 months to do everything quick. Let's proceed on. Acts 5 verses 4.
Chichi echikuteseza mutima gwo kukola bwoti. Tolimbye bantu naye Katonda.
Yalimba Katonda so siba.
Right to God but not people.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Manya anti kuchimwe cha 10 na chiwewa.
On the tithe and the offering.
Obweya mone bilinge ebyo.
The oath and things like that.
What wowe ngatubikoze mu bwenkanya bwabi.
If you not use them in their faithfulness.
Oba tolimbye bantu oba olimbye Katonda.
You've not lied to God, you've lied to men.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
There
is nothing like you lie to a human being. When you bring in the basket and no looks at you, let me tell you, that is between you and God.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Ate no musumba bo mutuma oyo.
Even the pastor that apostle.
Obo muwerezo oyo.
For that ministry. Bwata
bikoza mubwenkanya.
They use them faithful.
Kati katonda naye abamulaba.
God too is watching them.
Naye bwakikubikulira.
If he reveals it to you.
Abanga gamba geno mugamba.
As if they tell you, go tell them.
Bwolaba yateekawo olutindo lw'obutamugamba.
If he put a breach of not telling him.
Step ebereddako batolina kuwaayo bintu.
The next step, you don't give out of offerings that long praise.
Oyina okunoonya ekifonga.
You have to look for a place where they use them well.
When
we give them in the house of
Mulemo
God,
God
that there will not be lack of food. If there
are
needed people in there, and they are not helped, you stop giving offerings and tithe there.
But
the reason of why it was given to give out is not going to be fulfilled. Now look elsewhere, you give it and it will fulfill. When you find a rich man very rich, and in an entire year that pastor, he helps three people, but he got so much money.
And
he gets wealthy as all his brethren are poor.
He tell you what,
you pray a brave thing.
But
he's put baskets for himself. Why doesn't he go out there to also wait?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
tithe and the offering.
It's
brought the treasure of God. In the bank of God. To help people prosper within the church. Praise Jesus. I'm asking a person abroad and he has nowhere to offer it in the right place. What can he do? Should they gather the offering and tithe?
Yes,
help
yes.
People around?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
He told us it in the far country. In the place you have to take that place. You gather that money. Wait the day you will go in that place. When it will appear, and you offer, you
have to
study everything every Sunday morning.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
At least
keep it on the account. Keep it there. At least you give it to a lawyer. When you reach that place, you use well the offering and you take it there. You
could
have taken your money
and
kept it for time, but you revealed me where I take it. You reach there and see how it
goes.
And you come in here when you are in need. Pass it down. I have nothing to eat. Even they chase me from the house.
Let's
pray that God appears.
Appearing
when he's already appeared in the basket.
And
you go to another one. Yet you have like 2 billion on your account. But the one outside gathers it in dollars. Be careful, for God is going to spy you out there. Men were in America some years back. They had gathered such money. God has ever sent them in this nation and they brought that money. Some of it they brought at the prayer mountain. But they stole the money. The ones they gave it to stole it. They brought that money. They said, give us what you have, which we give you what we have. And they knew they were going to be given knowledge. Nothing. Many others came in different ministries. Yeah, they who came to Reza. And they brought a check of worth 2 billion. And he did things of his own. God tested them, they failed the test. That's why they're begging all their years. You spent 3 years ministering, you still begging.
And
you still put a mobile line on the television station.
30 years
you've been serving God. The one you're serving is poor. They are still begging more. Maybe
we
should see them even on streets. And they are begging people for their use to eat. Such a person can never even work. Let's move on.
Acts
5, verses 5.
Anania bwe yawulira ebigambo ebyo n'agwa n'atondoka. Entisa nyingi n'ekwata bonna abaawulira ebyo. Abalenzi ne bayimuka ne bamuzinga ne bamutwala ne bamuziika. Awo olwatuuka waali wayiseewo essaawa ssatu. Mukazi we naye n'ayingira nga tamanyi bwe bibadde. Petero n'amuddamu nti, mbuulira, mwatunda ennimiro muwendo gwe gutyo?
N'amugamba mwatunda bwezi.
He asked her, did you sell this price?
Namugamba nti wewaawo bwe guti.
Yalimba naye bwe yatuukawo n'afuna naye.
She too she conned.
Nga tamanyi oli bamuziise
na dda. And she didn't know the husband is already buried.
Umanyi okujja nga mwekobanya.
You know coming when you have agreed together.
Gwobo asookayo.
You be the first there.
Omufere nange bwe nzija nyongereze.
On him as a ritual and endorse it.
Wange.
Praise Jesus. I want to testify of what the apostle has spoken of. When they brought the tithes from abroad to the mountain, they reached there and they bought cars and many other properties. Expensive cars, the Range Rovers. Now one day those Range Rovers caught fire and they said the devil was attacked. But it happened. Was it the devil or it was the Lord? They used to say the devil. And the prayer awoke. And the warfare. And we held guns to shoot the devils. Many things happened. And the other reason, or the issue they spoke of, they said that the minister, you are supposed to pass somewhere before you reach the level of your pastor or the positions he has. There are trains you have to pass through, and it's a fire.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. You know the first person to do that. If Jesus did that, we would have done it ourselves. For our salvation, we too are supposed to first get on the cross. Where your Savior passes, that's where you have to pass.
It means
we could get saved, we would have been first crucified. But he asked, who is the good shepherd? He gives up his life for his sheep. Is it not that? You pastor, what you pass through, you shouldn't expect a sheep pass through it. It means, if you are a shepherd of cow, you're a hard one. If you go bring grass from the field, and you find that wild itching grass, and it itches you, and you cut the grass, you cut the same wild grass, and you bring it, and you put it aside, and you cow, you don't know where you're
from,
and you begin to strike it with that itching grass, before you feed on my grass experience where I passed. And after you get milk from it, every person has where they have to work from. You pass through what you pass through, pass it,
then
bring the grass of the cow. When you get milk from it, that's what it passes through.
It passes through
experience, some experiences to give you milk.
If
you begin to stretch
its grace,
yet you too, you gave me grass, so I'm paying you back. You
reach
bring tithe and offering, want to help the
others.
And they no more feel pain in the heart. Give out tithe and offerings with pain in the heart. Tithe would have felt pain. Give it with much pain. God convinces you giving it to a robber. That's why when you
mess up
the cow and you're going to get milk, it may block the milk from getting out. You know, pastors of these days, even the male cows, they struggle to get something out of
them.
You have nothing, they tell you, go first sell your land.
They're
on the cow which is male, and it, as if they see something like a breast down there. Because
this
is something hanging like breasts. And they try to pull it. And you are in serious pain. A male cow, it can kick you.
You see,
something it's like a breast. As
come
sick, you tell them first bring something God to heal you after. Acts chapter 5 verses 5.
Ananiya bwe yawulira ebigambo ebyo n'agwa n'atondoka.
Yatondoka naye ne batwala ne bakola.
He fell down and she got buried. And they buried them. Because they never balanced their measurements. We have so much in Malachi
3,
verses 8 to 10. Let's give the tithe and the offerings. The issue is that God measured the tithe. But how is the offering? Who knows the measurement of the offering?
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus. Let's flash back how in the past season it's been. Your measurement failed to balance. For you've been very well giving the tithe.
The measurement
is not balanced with the offering. When you give your 300,000 shillings, the tithe.
And
you get 30,000 shillings. That's the offer. Sometimes 10,000.
Sometimes
God sees, they don't measure this.
Let's stop.
I've given my tithe.
Let's
at Proverbs 11.
Engero esula ya kuminemu.
Proverbs 11, verses 1.
Emizani yobulimba ya mzizeri mukama. Na ye kipime kitufu kyasanyukira.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Emizani ezo ziba za mzizeri mukama.
Those scales are detestable to God. They which are not balanced.
Those
scales which are balanced well.
Katika tonda kwe ya kupima.
Now God, measure it.
Let
me measure the tent and see the offering. Imagine if you never measured
it.
He didn't tell you tithe that it's 10th.
And
he said, give the tithe.
Wayo.
Give the tithe.
And
he spoke it twice. Give offerings, give offerings.
Oh.
I don't know how much you'd have given him. But God has been testing us on this issue.
The offering,
he weighted you at the offering. To see whether
you
will say, let me balance these measurements.
The
measurements and scales were everywhere. That's why you see, do not put in excessive interests.
Let me
tell you, scales, we failed on them. Most have been given a tithe, but the offering we failed to balance it. Or the press you put it, and it is used wrongly. Another say, how can I be responsible of it when the place put it in used wrongly? The question is, can you sow maize on the way, on the road? Don't you know that it's not going to grow there?
Don't
you give the tithe? There shouldn't be lack of food in the house. You must see that that reason is fulfilled. Like you sow maize, you expect it to grow. If you see it not growing, you remain sowing more. Give you a reason why you should give the tithe. You see that the house of God never lacks food. And they get what they need. Remember, we at the house, not the building. All we brethren decided to believe Jesus. We are his house.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Not
only the pastor that is the house of God. You know, you have been putting it in the boot of the pastor. You
feel
bags and bags you carry for him.
We
take the offering of the pastor. You put in the front seat of his. Sometimes they don't put in the boot. There are many people open the boat. It's down there.
And
he looks at it like that and he's driving.
gather.
And they told you to seek the Lord to arise for you. When I did the devil rise for me when I confessed salvation?
Yes,
Jesus never rose for me. You gave me what that time?
Yes,
there I believe Jesus arose for me.
And
you tell me, I seek him to arise
for
me. What did I believe last time? What I rose for me, which I believed was what?
Mwamba Satan.
Give me the devil.
Papa never gamba katino gena no nya Yesu pakalwana
kufira. After they say you're going to seek Jesus until he arrives. Atenga
namukiriza nemukulira omutima gwange chuche chali chakura.
Open my heart, what entered me then?
Chichi na kulira
u. What did I open for?
Atulabe engera 223.
Let's see Proverbs 20:23.
Engere sura ya 2 olunyiriri olwa 23. Ebipima ebitenkana bya muzizi eri Mukama. N'eminzani ey'obulimba si nnungi.
Owulidde bulungi.
You've heard clear.
Ebipima ebitenkana.
Weights with non balance.
Bya muzizi eri Mukama.
That is testable to God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kale tugezeeko okuba n'eminzani ezituukiridde.
Let's try to have measurements which are balanced.
Obweyamo osobola okweyamanga bw'oyagala.
If you pledge, you can pledge as you want.
Naye bwekituuka ku kimu eky'ekkumi n'ekiweebwayo.
Which is the tithe and the offering.
Minzani zo ziteeke ku balance.
Measurements balance them.
Obweyamo omuntu yeeyama ky'awulira nga anaasula.
A pledge, a person pledges where they feel they can pay.
Kubanga obweyamo sigalawo.
For a pledge, a person remains.
Okuggyako ekibiribiri ky'avaawo tugenda bisoma byonna.
The first fruit was phased out.
The
first fruit, the seed was phased out. Jesus Christ became that seed. And we grew together with him. Now we are waiting for fruits. And we are branches within him.
We're
going to see how all was phased out. Even though that they brought back the seed to be able to steal from them.
Well,
what Matthew 10 says,
but
you don't need to sow a seed, you must be just freely given. Matthew 10:7. Freely you've been given, freely given. For the seed that had been phased out was not supposed to be given now. Everything you had to get, they told you to say seed. Is it, it's not a shrine. Where they first pay that shrine price. To be worked on.
Wanji.
Praise Jesus. There is something I've been complaining about. I remember when I got born again, I found a word that the tithe is for the pastor. But we didn't mind to check. And we gave out thinking it's like that. And the other thing which amazes me, when we are in these things with the shrines, the first step, when you enter the shrine, you put money in the basket there. They take off your shoes and you offer, and they work on you. But same things in the synagogues of salvation. What is more painful? That checking such words has been far from us. And no one minded to check them. And end up when life was not easy. Church began gradual and little to become like a shrine. God to give you must come with a seed in an envelope. And you put there for the forefathers.
Church
had begun to have forefathers in it of the shrines to work on you to check within those baskets of days. And the first thing the forefathers have refused to reveal what was at you keep the price of the shrine and they are shaking their things in the shrine and they begin it has said. When the problem had come,
until
10 has been broken, not a few years, 7 to 8, freely you've been given, freely
given,
they took it away. Now you must have a seat. Pastor, look into me. First, bring the price of the forefathers. To see the pastor, it's 200,000 shillings. Put it in the envelope. You're going to see the chief wizard.
Now,
that is what you've been into.
You
worship devil thinking on the living Jesus. You have to pay a price to see.
That's
the way he shakes those. Those things of the shrines. Yeah, they will shake them and they begin to. The spirit is coming and they are beginning to. There's a pastor where I was. He was a wizard and he got saved. But people used to come for counseling. He would put a basket. But as he began, he would spread his money on the basket. People would come to know that they have to first give money.
You see
for fathers, you see.
Let me tell,
things of the shrine gradually came in the church.
This
you see a person put a head on the ring and demons begin to speak to them. And they tell you sometimes, be there before I first speak with God. Do you
hide
God somewhere to first speak and consult him? Demons in the church, most of them, he is going to inquire from it.
The prophet said,
be there, I first go inquire from the Lord. As soon as you inquired from him, he asked God immediately from there. If he was
to wait,
a room and they come back, tell you God has said this.
But is it a church plans?
Now the shrine price you have paid it for a long time. And there's even a repentance concerning that. That God, we never gave it to you, we were in the shrine. But when you told us to give us, you never asked money from us. Tell us to first stop for our journeys of America. First stop for the journey. And you stop for the journey. They have not reached
even
to travel, but they have told them to stop. This, let them stop for their traveling. Means God had been made as if he can't freely give us.
And when he speaks
in 2 Peter 1:3,
he
says the divine authority has freely given us what
we
have to use in life and for serving him. They used to also tell us to offer our Isaac. All that was robbery. For Isaac, God said, let them leave Isaac after.
Haven't
you read the scripture well?
He
said, leave Isaac. Take the lamb and offer it. And that lamb is the Lord Jesus, who was now offered for such. No more give out that we may be given back.
Not
even to be loved. But the love offering was offered out. The offering of peace. Offerings of peace were within the Bible. Jesus is spoken of as offering which brought peace. Take out everything we shouldn't be offered. And we fulfill
our,
and we believe offering given out for such
Lord,
and remain with what he left for us.
And
we give them in their rightfulness. God will bless us. Let's go to Deuteronomy 15 as we go into prayer. We repent as we pray to God to restore back to us.
Deuteronomy 15,
verse
5. Okukwatanga, okukolanga ekiragiro kino kyonna kye nkulagira leero. Kubanga Mukama Katonda wo anakuwanga omukisa, nga bwe yasuubiza. Era onoowolanga mawanga mangi, naye teweolenga. Era onoofuganga amawanga mangi, naye tebakufugenga ggwe. Bwe wabangawo gy'oli omwavu, omu ku baganda bo, munda w'oluggi lwonna ku nzigizo, mu nsi Mukama Katonda wo gy'akuwa, tokakanyazanga mutima gwo. So tofunyanga ngalozo eri muganda omwavu.
Tetwagala omwavu mu booluganda tuli kanisa.
In the brethren we are a church.
Ogenda kujanga oli mwavu tetuganye.
Going to come poor, yes.
Ne Bible yegamba otuko fuka kitonde
ekijja. Bible say when you reach you become a new creation.
Onafuka kitonde ekijja kama mpisa omwavu botofuse.
A new creation only in character, in poverty you have not changed.
Kale olekedde okuvuma, olekedde
you stepped up using and all the things.
Nayo obwavu buna onabufuka mu die kitonde ekijja.
When will you become a new creation in your status? Is not that? The scripture says, come as you are. But when you reach, become a new creation. Don't become new creation in our
country.
Everything.
That's
why the church of
God
became a new creation and understand God and in what they needed. Jesus called us in rest.
We
were weary and burdened.
We
must do everything possible. Our hearts towards our brothers when they are poor.
We
must see how they progress.
The
lazy hearts, we have to encourage it to be strengthened.
That
they may lay hand of something. And God may bless them. Yet
you've
been encouraging so much. And they tell you sit there. And they tell you sit there and wait for the Lord. And you sit years. And they tell you, bring at the same time. Where did you get it from? Sometimes you borrowed. Borrow from your brother. And you too, you can give something.
How can
I give it out when I've borrowed it, Lord? I borrowed it with much grief. I wonder where will I get to pay back.
And
some of us just forgive us. You borrowed, but you can't pay.
Know
where you're going to get it. Others got angry, so I will never give them again. Pastor tells us to borrow and lend, but they will lend. They never pay back. Borrow from God, you can give God.
Now,
I've given him what? The other knew that they who had not, if they borrowed, money would be increasing. He counted that he needs his 20 or 30
minutes.
If some don't give, they will not reach 30 minutes. Remember, they register you in the book. When he registers, he knows if this number gives from 3,000 above, I have this amount of money. Please don't give out. And I tell them, borrow a
month
and I will be in this money. As they come, they have calculated what they are going to earn that day. You see them telling you, some of you borrow. Yet
it's
counted. They will not offer and they are not borrowing. The basket will not be enough for him. Let's move on. That we go in prayer. Deuteronomy 15 verse 8.
Naye tolemanga kwanjuliza ngaluzo gyali. So tolemanga kumuola ebinamumalanga.
Bwe kiba kyetaagisa muola.
If it is to bring them,
at least omuola ebimumala.
At least let them what is enough for them.
But kyantisa nnyo.
Now it's very threatening.
Muno nabanga agenda tandika omulimu gwa mitwalo kumi.
And your brethren start, you're going to start a work of 100,000. And you lend them 20.
Kitegeeza atageenda takisobola kukola kye wamuwadde agenda ziriya.
It means they can't do what they were supposed to do for it. They're going to eat it.
Omugamba.
At least you tell them.
Atugenda mu muganda wango. Abo batusobola weza sente.
My other brethren, see if you can raise that money.
Okole ekintu ekyo.
And you do that thing.
Era tutula ntukubiriza ogenda kikozesa.
And you sit you and see how you're going to use it.
Baba mmuli bagaya bazikuwa ate n'omalawo
mu. Some of you are lazy. They give it to you and you rather consume it. Everything we're going to be learning is. Don't learn spiritual things and we'll ignore the flesh things. That they can strike us down and never stand. Church, now they are like wolves. Seated looking for money, eyes are in there. Hines. They first sat 20 solid years doing nothing. And
then
in church, they are intercessors. They arose from there. And they began small ministries. Each one began to rob. Now the one is business. He too is with pressure.
Forever.
I have no time to see where God is.
Poverty
is stricken them.
He has
a chuckle telling you,
here
the brain is thinking, who is going to buy?
Yes,
I tell you, heaven.
But don't
forget. Heaven forever is working.
We
have even charcoal stoves. Which cook very well food.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now Jesus passed Nazareth.
Look,
what kind of brain is this? You know,
we have
company which
is taking money in
the service of
the day.
Hallelujah. And Jesus,
the
disciples.
The
one you're preaching,
now,
you too.
Yesu yabasinga na muyokana biri nga basubula
enebabulira enjiri webakyusa sente
yabafubutula
emiti
kwasaganya bintu biri mukaseera
keka
wabula mubaddenga mutudde
babulira. They are preaching to you. Bulirambo
ina maani simanyi biki mubeereyo nga mutunda ebintu
saidi.
Naye mumusoma omuntu w'omuntu.
But you studied the inner man at the same time.
Kyokka mutudde nibanna. Kati biki bye mbadde mukola.
Buli
kintu kirika ebiro n'ebiseera.
Everything has its time.
Ebiseera eby'okusuubula n'eby'obutasuubula.
For business or not for business. If you are waiting for a church doing business, it already arrived. Born again, even the protesters have been
intervened.
But born again had gone in another level. Because of one thing. Religious people first finish their service, which is fake. And they put the day of the market.
The
born again preachers when they selling at
the market.
Even this Jerry, praise the Lord. As to get the anointing of Jesus, this Jerry works very well.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyone
wants to take it, it's
5,000
shillings.
And
you take
it,
take the Jerry at the same time, the name of Jesus.
I did not know
you could see the chaos in church. Men, money captured them totally. There is a man who has come from Mukono. He's an old man. He's there in Deva. He says, money has power. Money reigns over water. What? It reigns over water. Money buys water we drink. Who is raining? They were on this conference of money. They spoke money. And you see, is the king there.
Waruganda yabateze n'abagwako. Nangashoko ulitize
mu. A brethren tuned on and said, listen to this. Yes, we need money. We give it to Caesar. But we're not going to give it 100 in heaven. We use it on earth. That's why we want to balance our lives. Men have made money, but the poor are much in the church. The one claiming they are helping, they first capture them on television. He makes 2 billion a month. And he helps 500,000. And they capture him on the camera. Everyone to see the world.
But
you're going to clean the toilets. People are there in the toilets washing them. They are bewitched that their minds are no more in them. When he
has
a
Muslim,
you
bought
10 times, never helped you in there. Judgment begins from the house. Before they are choosing to help people out,
they
first begin for people in the house. The house of God. That's the church. Go and ask it from there.
Because
you need this amount of capital. We here
are
going to have bishops right from your village where you come from.
Bishop.
He knows how you sleep, eat, and how you survive. That we can help you in all. And the bishop is of 5 people. Bishop is not an honor. It's a ministry. You see how a person progresses in the
bishop. There'll
be a bishop
who will know.
Are you eating small fish every day? We cancel that.
Because
it was created to eat different things. We must see you change your deity. And you look further in Jesus.
They
called us to make you look that.
Oh, you know,
that one is the brethren. But the brethren, even the
workers,
the bones are weak. They have never eaten meat.
Bishops,
they know from your home. How do you progress? What weakness do you have? How are we going to help you? Not to wait for you here. This is not where church begins from.
Home,
we are a church moving everywhere.
There
are a few shepherds.
The
good shepherd, the one who rears cow.
I know Kumanya, he knows
where is it gone for feeding?
Yaji to the Yari, the Motors,
where has it changed? Life was always evil. If you don't tell him, he can never know. Even when he tells you, let's pray.
There's
still no need to pray.
Bible
says
in
Isaiah 58 that break the yokes. We ourselves, let's break each other's yokes. You, one with has food, the one without cloth,
they don't
give them food.
You know, Jesus said,
if your brethren comes hungry, can you pray for them to have food? Give them.
Chamateka esula ya 15 olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Deuteronomy 15 verse 9.
Wekumenga walemo okubaawo mu mutima gwo ekirowoozo ekikodo ng'oyogera nti omwaka ogw'omusanvu mwaka ogw'okusumululirwamu gunatera okutuuka eriiso lyo ne liba bbi eri muganda wo omwavu n'otomuwa kintu
ekizibu
ttaamu
enaatera okutandika abaana bagenda ku
school
kaakati siyinza kuyamba
kubanga nawe okiraba abaana
bagenda kuddayo
kusoma
ekirowoozo ekikodo kituveemu
ate
naye bwe bayamba bukiseera nga twagala
kweyamba
mukama yatugaana okuba n'emikono egiragaya n'amavivi
agaligumira
olina okuyimirira
twagala
tweyambe ate naawe nga weeyamba wanga mulimu abadde asuubira nja genda bonna mbasabe bonna nga ngenda nefuula
mwavu
genda kujja ne kiriya bajeti yo
entonotono
nga ku levo yaffe gye tutyalimu tutandikirawo naye naawe fuba ng'otulaga oba woobuliddwa amagezi
ng'otubuuza
kubanga mukama ye mugezi gwe tusinza
tetuyinza
kubeera mu kanisa tuli baavu amatama gonna gatusongoke
bwetwaja
eri yesu agaba emirembe mirembe kinga oluba lw'omuntu
luggwawo
Ekyamateeka essula ya 15 olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Deuteronomy 15 verse 9.
Eriiso lyo ne liba ebbi eri muganda omwavu n'otomuwa kintu n'akoowoola mukama ng'akuwawaabira ne kiba kibi gy'oli.
Mu nsonga eno n'okuwawaabira kugenda kubaawo.
Even reporting is going to happen.
Era yagambibwa abatume mu Temisewo ekisooka essula ey'omukaaga.
First Timothy 6.
Nti abagagga balina okuyamba abaavu.
Rich have to help the poor.
Era balina okubeera willing n'okugaba.
And they must be willing to even give.
Naye ate abasumba mutusobedde.
As pastors you've troubled us.
Mubaagala ate bayambe gwe abali ate mwe abalina.
Want them to rather help you who hurts.
Lwaki tugamba omugagga oyo?
And he said,
gamba omugagga oyo,
tell that rich man,
tulina abavubuka muno asatu,
we have 30 boys in here,
tugamba ezo zobadde ogenda okunsigamu babagulire mu boda
bafuebakolebagaggawalebuy boda borders the right and get rich
abayina emirimu emirala egyokukola
other work to do
naye buli kiseera yajja okuwa obujulizi
every time the Lord
nebaza mukama
I thank God
olwokutuleeta owooluganda
bring me this brother
kubanga yansizeemu emmotoka
saw the car in me
musindike kasigeko ne
saw him to sort another
era nageza araba omugagga nga alina gwayamba mboluga
a rich is helping someone in the brethren he calls come special meeting and you understand
that
he is the only fertile ground to sow in. And he can begin to decampaign the brother. You have to look for fertile soil which has a blessing. We give the blessing. Who you look at, the one you're sowing in. And they decampaign you.
Chamateka esula ya 15 olunyiriro lwe 10
Deuteronomy 15 verse 10
Tolemanga kumuwa sono omutima gwo teguna kuwalanga bomuwa kubanga olwe kigambe kyo mukama katonda okyanavanga kuwa omukisa mu mulimu gwo gwonna ne mu byonna byonosanga ku omukono gwo
tuli bakulaba emikisa boluganda
blessings brethren
kubanga abavu tebali gwawo mu nsi ennaku zonna
mu nsi tebajja kugwayo
the world will be there
nesi mukanisa
not in the church
marayo olunyiriri
finish the verse
ekyamateeka esula ya 15 nyirwa 11
Deuteronomy 15 verse 11
kubanga abavu tebali gwawo mu nsi ennaku zonna kyenva nkulagira nga njogera nti tolemanga kwanjuliza ngalo zo eri muganda wo eri ababo abetaga eri abavubo mu nsi yo
nti abeno mufe
inas
tulina okuyambagana
must help each other
abo mu nsi babeere eyo
the one of the world let them be there
n'obwavu bwabwe
with their poverty
naye ffe
but we
agambye mufe tolemanga kuyamba yeetaaga
us never refuse to help needy
asobola okubanga naye
they too
avaayo mu bwavu
and get out of the poverty
Ekyamateeka esula ya 15 nyirwa 12
Deuteronomy 15 verse 12
bwe bakuguzanga muganda wo omusajja omwebulaniya oba omukazi omwebulaniya n'amala emyaka mukaaga ng'akuweereza mu mwaka ogw'omusanvu n'olyoka omuteeranga ddala okukuvaako era bw'onoomuteeranga ddala okukuvaako tomutanga nga talina kintu onoomulabiranga ebingi ku mbuzi zo ne ku gguliro lyo ne ku ssogolero lyo nga mukama katonda wo bwe yakuwa omukisa bw'onoomuwanga bw'otyo era onojjukiranga nga wali muddu mu nsi y'e Misiri mukama katonda n'akununula kyenva nkulagira ekigambo ekyo leero awo olunaatuuka nga bw'anaakugambanga nti sijja kufuluma kukuleka kubanga akwagala ggwe n'ab'omu nnyumba yo kubanga alaba ebirungi ewuwo n'olyoka oddiranga olukato n'oluyisa mu kutu kwe n'okwasa n'oluggi naye anaabeeranga muddu wo ennaku zonna
abaagala okulemera mu buddu n'abaavu
tetujjagaanaaye
ati kijja kubeera kizibu okubeera mu masikati
ge
kubanga ffe tujja sigala nga tuvumirira obwavu bw'omubiri
n'obulabi
eko ekkanisa nga bava ku katonda lwa bintu
ebyo
naye batugambye tolekanga mwavu mu masekati ego bigenda kuba ebimu ku ebyo tusabira
mukama
akuwa omukisa ng'oyimuka ku bigere
ebyo
tusabira ensonga eyo
nayo
yennyini eve mu masekati
ego
mukama tumusuubira mu bbanga si ddene
nnyo God not in a long time from now
that he
will provide us things each one of you
but
I pray you be faithful in all
we
shall speak and add on that on next Sunday offerings and tithes
tukwebaza ssebo kabaka bakabaka ku lw'akaseera kalungi k'otuwadde tukugulumiza era tukuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo gw'atuyigiriza okugasa nga bw'asuubiza mu Isaiah 8 okuva ku lw'12 ng'oyogera nze mukama abayigiriza okugasa kale otuyigiriza ssebo okubalansinga ebiweebwayo nebimu eby'ekkumi n'enkozesa yaabyo ssebo kitaffe omwesigwa tukwebaza kubanga gwatuyigiriza era buli kinnoomu ng'ayimusa eddoboozi lye gy'oli okwetonderamu ebyo bye tukoze ebitasaanidde tusooka okukugulumiza n'okuddiza ekitiibwa n'ettendo kubanga batusuubiza mu mikka nnya tubonna balijja ku lusozi lwa mukama okuyigirizibwa weewaawo mukama tuzze ku lusozi lw'olutukuvu Sayuni olw'omuggulu era nga tumanyi nti eggulu n'ensi kaakano bituwulira okusaba kuno kwonna era nga bajulirwa tukwebaza kubanga bakisuubiza ne mu Isaaya essula ey'okubiri weyogera nti bonna balijja ku lusozi lwa mukama okuyigirizibwa era weewaawo mukama waffe Yesu ebigambo bye wayogera mu Yokaana essula ey'omukaaga ng'ogamba nti bwe tutayigirizibwa kitaffe tetuyinza kujja gy'oli twebaza kitaffe era tukwebaza mukama waffe Yesu olw'okutuma omwoyo omutukuvu okubeera omusomesa mu masekkati gaffe nga bwe kiri mu Yokaana essula eri ekkumi n'ennya olw'abiri mu omukaaga weyogera nti omwoyo bw'alijja alibayigiriza byonna era alibajjukiza weebala omwoyo w'amazima okutusomesa n'okutuyigiriza nga bwe kiri leero tuwulidde ebigambo eby'amagezigo n'okutegeerako n'okuteesa n'amaanyi era n'okumanya kwonna n'okutya Katonda nga biri mu ffe era nga biyingira mu magezi gaffe bwe tutegeerere ddala ebiweebwayo n'ebimu eby'ekkumi ebireetu ebituukiridde n'enkozesa era nga tumanyi ono agenda mu maaso n'okutubikkulira ebyo tukoze bingi ebitalinga bwe ebiragiro bye weebiri ne tulowooza okuweebwa omukisa bwe twasooka ayi mukama okusiganga ensigo nga tusigira mbu ebyo by'ogenda okutuwa so nga mu Matayo 10 ogambye 7:8 tinaye nno mubuulire obwakabaka nti busembedde muweereddwa muwonye endwadde muzuukize abafu muweereddwa bwona mumwe buwa mukama twawanga ensigo okulabibwamu n'okukolebwako ebyamagero kale ebyo byebikolwa eby'essabo naye twali tulowooza byeby'obutuukirivu naye mukama otusonyiwe yonna obutali butuukirivu osonyiwe minzaani zonna ezibadde zitabalansize mu biweebwayo byaffe ebimu eby'ekkumi ezo zennyini z'ogaanye ng'osinziira ssebo katonda waffe mu ngeri essula eri ekkumi n'emonyi olusooka naye engeri 2:23 oyogera nti minzaani ezitenkanankana za mizo gy'oli tetwasobola kugeraageranya newankubadde okwenkanyankanyaemu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo twazimuula ebiragiro ebyo era n'abamu kuffe tetwawaayo naye mukama era n'olumu bwe twawaayo bikuba batuma essula ey'okuna tetwagituukiriza onywa lwa 38 lwa 32 n'okukkiriza n'okukkirira ng'ayogera nti bwe byaweebwangayo buli muntu naye bwanga obwetaavu bwe obwali era tuwulidde mu kyamateeka ssebo kabaka bakabaka oyogera ng'ogamba tolekanga omwavu mu masekkati go awabuula omukulaakulanyenga era omuyimusenga ssebo wajuza ekkanisa ebikuba batume eri essula ey'okuna nga bwetuwulidde buli omu n'omuwanga obwetaavu bwe bwabeeranga naffe leero twenenya otusaasire era otusonyi obutali butuukirivu obwo bwonna kale osikirize okutusaasira n'okutuddiza omukisa ogw'ekimu eky'ekkumi n'ekiweebwayo wayogerako mu Malaki essula eri ey'okusatu olw'8:10 muleetemu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo mu nnyumba yange muleme okubulamu ekyokulya kale nno nange naggulayo bituuli n'amadinisa wamu n'enzigi z'eggulu okubaweera omukisa gwe mutayinza kubaako ewe gujja mukama ekyo kyaliko mikwa batume naye tukiyayanira olwaleero nga tukwenenyeza onaatuma bamalayika ab'ebipimo abagenda okuyita mu nzigi z'eggulu okujja tusinkana tugabirira nga bwe kiri nate mu kubikulwa essuula ey'omukaaga n'olw'okuna paka olw'okutaano oyogera nti malayika w'ebipimo era olwaminzaani kale agenda abapimira amafuta abapimira ebyokulya n'ebyokunywa byonna kale bwekityo kinaalaba obuyinza obw'omwoyo omutukuvu ng'otusonyi era ng'otusaasidde bw'agenda okutugabirira nga bwe wasuubiza mu eri ng'osinziira ssebo katonda waffe mu Peter ekyokubiri essula esooka nnyo olw'okusatu ti obuyinza bwo bumaze okutuwa bye twetaaga bulamu no ne mukuweereza kale mukama tewaleka kanisa yo kubeera ng'eyavuwala newankubadde okunakuwala newankubadde okulumwa kubanga watuyita okusinziira mu Matayo essula eri ey'ekkumi n'emu 25:3 ng'ogamba nti mwenna abazitowereddwa era n'abakooye mujje gye ndi munaalaba ekimulo ky'emyoyo gyammwe mukama tuteganye nnyo mbiro ebiyise olw'obutamanya naye kankano nga bw'otuwadde okumanya tusaba osonyiwe era osaasire obutali butuukirivu kale okkirize okugabirira ensawo zaffe mukama wayogera mu Kagayi essula ey'okubiri n'esooka ng'oyogera twalekawo ennyumba y'okugizimba kale laba bye twateeka mu nsawo yaffe naawe n'oteekamu ebituli era n'ofuumuula byonna bye twayingizanga kubanga tetwazimba kkanisayo be bantu bo era yennyumbayo tusonyiwe era otusaasire kubanga ebiwoba n'emu eby'ekkumi byalina okukola ebyo mpozi n'obweyamu n'okuyambanga naye tetwatuukiriza osonyiwe obutali butuukirivu nga bw'ogenda otuyigiriza era n'okutusomesa obunyazi bwonna bwe twakola okuyita mu basumba n'abatume ne bannabbi n'abaweereza bonna n'abantu bo bonna abaakuŋŋaananga abataali beesigwa nga Ananiya ne Safira baakolanga bwe baalyokanga ne bandyazaamaanya era ne banyaga ekimu eky'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo byo olusonyiwe osasire obutali butuukirivu obwo kale otume omwoyo atukulemberemu ffenna atuyigirize ngaera atusomese okuwaayimu eby'ekkumi n'ebiweebwayo era abirumirizenga mu mitima gyaffe bibeeyo ng'ebigwanidde waleme okubaawo n'omu abiyimba ku mumwagwe aye katonda waffe wabula bubeere obweyamu bwaffe wakama watuvunana kumataya abiri musatu ngaba tumeneba nabi naba sumbabu na kumataya abiri musatu tuafanga yonyo kumwe vya kumi bebi uwebu ayo nebi unyona vihunyisa akawewu nerulekee songe nkuru ejisa uwenkanya no kukiriza songa minu yebi andiso senga oyono vili nebi gomerida na yetu wakubiriza nye mwebe kumi nebi uwebu ayo so netuwala gajisa netuwala gavwenkanya netuwala gavukiriza okuru mchigambo chaka tuhonda ngebi nagiru uwebili tusa boso nyue erosa asile ekanisa yomu Uganda ne monsi yonna okirizo kutuzo uja ngotuhibiriza elango otusomesa kala otuhikulide wetuna akora anga ali katuna fomwesiko na afe tunakwata ebira girovyo ngabu unabu otuhikiriza elango otusomesa za ngabu otanude kakano mkama okirizo tukabiro mkisa elono vanyorwecho onenye sitani onenye nebo nna vade wa iganye biafu ali katuna afu na evi kwa rabio nebi tali ya utukrivu yonna vade wa iganye minimu jafu vade wa iganye obweta avuwa vade wa avuwa ze kanisa emiwejo nemi vi kala otumejireba malaika abaru wanyi malaika maiko malaika abadoni malaika omulido kale barumbe bonaba amasuza niyo jonne mbi ezimere jaru memini mujja abalo kolebo ereba nabo ereza kiryo kale bafefete era basagure niyo jonne mbi jo badolesewo wanga kwakano butuna amalo tukiriza bino byonna ono nyo muri abadali ebiwe bwayo byafe abadali elimwe bya 10 byafe ngatayinza kukiriza tubiweyo tweyongera kuwebwo mukisa sebo kakano otume ejire malaika maiko malaika abadoni malaika omulido basagure niyo jonne mbi ejibere jaingire mirimu jafe ejibere jacha kana nyensawo era mu makanga waliwo kulwala kuji okubate kutwala sente nga bituli biri mu nsawo z'abantu kale olwala ero bijemu kama otumekira malaika abalwanyi malaika maiko itamu malaika badoni itamu ne malaika womuliro okwoche myoje ne mibi ekibade kireta ebizibu maka gabana bakatonda okusobola okujaona akasente akatini ebafunye ebizibu biva mu kubali yabwe biva mu nyumba zabwe biva mirimu jabwe mu nsawo zabwe makama onenyo muli nga tudamu okutuukiriza byonna nga bwe bibadde bino okubeera kale onenyo sitaani onenyo mibi ekibade kyayingira mu nsawo z'abano nga zakubamu ebituli byebizibu n'emitawaana nga buli kaafuna akatono tekamumala ne bwayingiza ebinnya era tebimumala naye kaakano mukama ng'onenya omuli otunge ensawo zaffe otunge ng'ojjawo ebizibu ng'ojjawo emitawaana buli abadde afuna sente ng'ebizibu bimugwako ng'ezo zigenda ebyo bibadde ebituli mukama mu nsawo zaffe buli abadde afuna kino nga kiri kijja nga zigenda nga tayinza newankubadde okubeera ne bbanka mwayinza okutereka nga tayinza adde n'okuyamba mukwano gwe muganda we ali katonda ffe nekulu n'omukama ozibe ebizibu ebibadde bigwa ku bantu bano mu kisolo ebafunira emisaala gyabwe abamu babadde nga ku mirimu abadde yakakuŋŋaanyayo ngaayagala kuzimba ne bamugoba ate ku mirimu n'atayinza kuzimba mukama kale otuukirire abantu bo obataase era oyamba ekkanisa yo mukama mu uganda ne mu nsi yonna owonye omuli sitaani byabadde anenya kubanga yabadde akyankananya abaana bo era abadde abalemesa okusigala nga bakulaakulana kubanga abadde nga mukama twakola ensobi ne tulekawo ebituli sitaani mweyayita okudda n'akyankananya emirimu gy'emikono gyaffe n'akyankananya ensawo zaffe naye ku luno nga twenenya mukama okkirize okusaasira okkirize okusonyiwa otugamiire mukama nga tusabira emirimu gyaffe nga tusabira ensawo zaffe nga tusabira okukulaakulana nga tusabira okuddizibwa obuggya mu mirimu gyaffe mirimu gy'emikono gyaffe mukama ababadde n'emikono egiragaya era emikono emigayaavu n'amaviivi agajugumira mu byokkola obawe emitima emivumu mu kunoonya ne mu kutegeera era ne mu kunoonya bye beetaaga mukama obanguyirizenga mbaleme okumalira eyo obudde obungi nga bakola bizinesi ezirayinza kuvaamu sente mu bwangu obawe bizinesi ezikola sente mu bwangu nga babeera n'obudde obwongera okumanya n'okutegeera weebale katonda affe omulamu kubanga okikoze mulinyirira mukama waffe yesu amiina mukama akuwa omukisa
mukama waffe yesu yebazibwe
praise our lord jesus
katwebaze mukama olw'ekigambo kyatuwadde
let's thank the lord for the word he's given to us
mukama waffe yesu kristo
in the name of our lord jesus christ
saba twebaze n'abaweereza mukama baayisizza
mubaka also thank the ministers for his generosity